about the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 2. Wasn't chapter 1 a blessing, though? Wow, we learned so much. But chapter 2, here in verse 1, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So our title tonight is, Let This Mind Be In You. Let's pray. Dear Lord, how we thank you for the privilege to open your word together this evening. And we ask the Holy Spirit would use it in our hearts. Lord, that we would grow through it, that it would truly be our desire to have the mind of Christ. Lord, that we would strive to think like he thought. And I pray, Lord, that you would be pleased and glorified in our service and in our response to your word. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. It's possible to have the mind of Christ because God commands us to. Amen. But also because he's done all these things for us that we see there in verse 1. He has given us consolation. He's given us comfort. He's given us the Holy Spirit. And he's given us the fruit of the Spirit. So we therefore can have the mind of Christ. Notice he says consolation in Christ. Of course, consolation, comfort. The Holy Ghost is the comforter. Amen. And he moves in when we get saved. And the word comfort, again, it's unconditional. It's eternal fellowship of the Spirit. He now lives in us as we yield to him. He uses us. He empowers us. And then bowels and mercies. That's produced by the Spirit, isn't it? The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And so we can have the mind of Christ because he's done already so much in our lives by moving in, by empowering us, and by working through us, we can have the mind of Christ. So let's talk about this mind that God wants us to have tonight. I see at least how many things? At least five things here tonight. I couldn't get seven. That is the mind of Christ. So the first thing we see in verse 2 is unity. Notice he's talking to the church of Philippi. He says, I want you to be like-minded. I want you to have the same love. I want you to be of one accord. I want you to be of one mind. And this is a theme throughout the New Testament when Paul writes to the churches that we be one in Christ as a local body. And he told the same thing. If you go to 1 Corinthians 1:10, just one example, we could look at many, many examples where he's writing to different churches and encourages them to have unity, which would be a sign of Spirit-filled Christians, wouldn't it? 1 Corinthians 1:10, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. So the first thing we see here is unity. That's part of the mind of Christ. And then notice verse 2 of Philippians 2 is love. Having the same love, and of course that would be part of the mind of Christ, wouldn't it? If it wasn't for the love of our Savior, we wouldn't be Christians. We wouldn't be going to heaven. In John 13:34, if you want to turn there, I know most of you know these passages, 13, 34, and 35. But Jesus defines here for us what he calls a new commandment. And what makes it new, we've talked about this, is that he's now saying, I don't want you no longer to love as much as yourself, as you love yourself. Now I want you to love as much as I've loved you, which is like a whole new level, isn't it? John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. The mind of Christ is a mind of unity, a mind of love one for another. But it's also a mind, in verse 3, of forbearance. Notice what it says here in Philippians 2:3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Of course, strife is a self-seeking pursuit. Vain glory, considering self better than we are. And it's the opposite of what we should be. And, of course, the opposite of strife is peace. And that's only possible through forbearance, that we learn to be forbearing. How many times in the Scriptures are we told to be forbearing? Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another. Romans 2:4, talking about the forbearance of God that we should emulate. And so the third thing that we see tonight, if we're going to have the mind of Christ, we're not only going to be unified, we're not only going to be loving, but we're going to be forbearing. And then verse 3, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. This is, we struggle with this one, don't we? Esteeming others better than ourselves. But that's Christianity. We'll go to Matthew 11:29. Jesus himself, while he was on earth, said, I want to put myself up as the example of proper behavior. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. He says, learn about me because I'm meek and lowly. And here we see that in lowliness of mind, we are to esteem others better than ourselves. Look at Ephesians 4:2 quickly, if you would. Ephesians 4:2. Notice it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. So if we're going to have the mind of Christ, we're going to have the mind of unity, a mind of love, a mind of forbearance, and a mind of humility. But the big one, of course, in verse 4 of Philippians 2 is servanthood. Jesus took upon him the form of a Verse 7, a servant. Amen. We're here to serve. We're here to serve God, yes, but we're also here to serve one another. Notice verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. The opposite of servanthood is what? Selfishness. And God says we're to be servants. Go to Romans 15:1, and we'll see this. Romans 15:1. The true mind of Christ here, as we see, is servanthood. You know, Jesus came to earth. He was King of kings and Lord of lords, but he chose to serve. And he says, I want you to look not on your own things, but look on the things of others. Be a servant. Notice Romans 15:1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good edification, for even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. And then, of course, Jesus, John 13, turn there quickly, when he was in the upper room with his disciples, John 13:14. We all know that he started their time together off with the washing of their feet. John 13:14. If I then, your master and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Then he says in verse 5 of our passage, let this mind of being a servant, this mind of forbearance and humility, this mind of unity and love, let it be in you. If you want to be like Jesus, then strive to think like Jesus. That's not easy. We all know this, but we have the written word of God. Amen. And the more time we spend in it, the more that we will be like our Savior. Look at 1 John 2:6, and we'll see this. And this is what God wants from us, that we be conformed to the image of His Son, not only in our behavior, but in our thinking patterns, that we learn to think like Christ thought and thinks. 1 John 2:6, "He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked." Walk as He walked. But this passage tonight is think as He thought. Amen? Try to have the mind of Christ. Try to think like Christ thought. That our thoughts, the drive of our thoughts should be love and serving one another, putting one another first. And that's what it says in verse 7, back in Philippians 2. "But made Himself of no reputation," Jesus chose to do this, "and took upon Him the form of a," there it is, "servant." He chose to take upon Him the form of a servant. And didn't Jesus say, "He that's greatest among you shall be your," what? "Your servant." Amen? Matthew 23:11. So, if we're going to have the mind of Christ, which is what we should be striving for, then we're going to have a mind like He describes here in this passage, of unity and love and forbearance and humility, but mostly and foremost is a mind of servanthood. I'm here to serve. I'm here to think on the things of others, as we saw in Romans 15. I'm here not to please myself. I'm here to please others. I'm here to serve. Not only serve God, but to serve one another. That is the mind of Christ, a mind of a servant. And when He washed the disciples' feet in the upper room, that's what He said. "I did this to be an example. I did this to teach you. This is what I want you to be. I want you to be a servant." And you know, when we get to heaven, it'll be different, won't it? The Bible says our work will be finished. It'll be a time of rest. But while we're down here on earth, it's a time of working and serving God. But it's also a time of having the mind of Christ and serving one another. That's the mind of Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this beautiful passage, for using our perfect Savior as an example to speak to our hearts about the kind of mind we need to have, the mind of Christ. Lord, may we be in the Word, may we be on our knees, and may we be striving to have this mind of love, a mind of serving one another and putting others first, a mind of forbearance. And I pray, Lord, that You would help us with this, with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and conform us to the image of our wonderful Savior, even in our thinking. Thank You for speaking to our hearts. We love You so much. In Jesus' name.